The Creamery District is hosting another fun set of shows at the Arcata Playhouse tomorrow at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. with local heroes and all-around mensches. It's my pleasure to have these guys here in the studio. The musical director of the work show, Rick Levin, is here. Marvin Samuels, one of the storytellers, is here. And Jeff DeMarc, story coach and co-producer along with Rick Levin, is here. They're going to be talking about the work show, stories and songs about work. We've all been there. And so it's my pleasure to welcome these guys to the KHSU magazine.
Thank you.
How are you guys?
We're doing good.
We're excited.
You're excited. Let's start with you, Rick. How are you?
I'm excited.
Besides being excited. So you're the musical director of the work show. Why don't you talk about being the musical director of the work show for a minute?
Well, we've done about five or six of these, what we like to call them variety shows, because it's storytelling and music. So the music thing is we pick a theme. Jeff picks a theme, and then we try to develop a set of songs around that. And we got great musicians in this band. I mean, so we got on bass, we got Ron Sharp. On drums, we got Paul DeMarc. We have Jeff plays guitar, Gene Browning, the church lady, in keyboards. We have Halima, the dreamer, and Pat Camella on harmony. So we got a really great band. So we basically, what I do is I try to find appropriate music and put arrangements to them and get everybody together, and we learn the tunes, and it's really, really fun.
How long do you start working on a show before you get it?
Usually a couple months. So this time it was a little shorter period of time. We really had about a month to get everything together. So it's a lot of rehearsals. It's rehearsing a couple times a week, learning the tunes. It's just, there's a lot involved to it, but it's really ultimately so much fun to play with really great players and come up with a set of songs, music. I won't tell you what we're playing. Some of these songs are things that we just can't. Oh, God, I always hoped we'd play this. I'd play this song sometime. Mm-hmm. And so it's really, really fun.
That's great. And Marvin, you're one of the storytellers. How does that work out?
Well,
you think of stories based on the theme and then...
Right. And then just kind of digging into my jagged past to see what I could come up with, you know. And so I'm hoping that it's, you know, my one brief but unspectacular moment on the radio.
We're hoping brief.
It's always great to have you on the radio, and you tell great stories. And how about you, Jeff? How did these shows come to be? They really are variety shows, and mm-hmm. that's a lot of fun to experience.
It is. I live in Blue Lake. I'm equidistant between Rick and Marvin, about a half a block from both of them. One day I'm walking by Marvin's house, and he says, hey, I'd like to tell stories on stage like you do. And I said, well, why don't you just write some down, and we'll figure it out. So a couple days later, he had a story, and he said, I got one. I said, well, okay, let's do a show. So we just did Rick.
Okay, let's do a show.
Let's do a show. Rick, Ron Sharp, and... Marvin, we went up to the West Haven Center, and Marvin and Rick have all, there's a big group of people. They all came to support Marvin, and maybe three for me.
That's a little exaggeration.
So it was just us three playing. Marvin did, I think, one story.
Yeah.
And that kind of got him hooked. Then we did a Mother's Day show. Mm-hmm. Then we did one at Del Arte in the tent. That was
sold out.
Then we did a Fear show. That one was sold out. And then we did two nights of the travel show. And now we've taken a couple of years off. Mm-hmm. So the thematic thing is, like what Rick says, you get a theme.
Right.
And all you got to do is Google it. And you go, there's a million songs in every theme imaginable. Mm-hmm. So you just got to pick the right ones. And Rick, you know, has picked some mm-hmm. really songs I've never played and I really wanted to play.
Yeah. How long a show is it, Rick?
I think a little short of 5 or 6 hours. No.
Well, that was the first take on it.
It's like that Andy Warhol, looking at a building for 24 hours.
Yeah. It's called Men.
That's kind of like work, you know, 5 or 6 hours.
I think the total show, I mean, people will probably be out of there in like about an hour. And four. It's going to be two acts.
Two hours.
My point was it must be hard to shape it down into an hour, hour and a half.
There's a lot of time that Jeff and I sit down and we spend a a lot of time trying to arrange the order of the stories, the order of the songs. Sometimes we'll pick a piece of music and say, well, that doesn't work there. It's a great song, but we can't use it in the show. Same thing as, and I think Jeff runs into a situation. There's been a lot of great storytellers that have worked in some of our previous shows.
Right.
Once you do it, you're hooked. Everybody comes to Jeff. I got a story. So he's got to talk to all these people who would like to do it and come up with the best material.
And it's hard because there's a lot of people who could do it.
Right.
Everybody's got a story, I think.
Of course.
It's a matter of, but it's hard for some people to go on stage and do it. That's a different thing.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask Marvin. How has that been now that you put yourself out there? Is it a lot of fun?
Oh, it's great. I remember that first time I got up there, you know, it's just nervous, being not used to talking over four people, and it's just kind of this this feeling. It's really great.
It's joy, true joy.
I have to say that for Marvin, I think the barbiturates have helped.
Well, they slowed me down enough to enunciate my words.
And I mean, you guys are very funny, all three of you, and everyone in the show is actually pretty funny. But you know, the bigger picture about this is, you are community members, your friends, and you're coming together to create a very original production for all of us to come and enjoy. So, you know, that really increases your well-being, and it's such a great thing to do for all of us and yourselves.
Yeah, if I could, it's groovy.
Because you're so old.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it is so much fun to do.
Yeah.
And you said the community support's been fantastic. In fact, one thing I would mention, the tickets are at brownpapertickets.com and at Wildberries. And I think last time we pretty much sold out the Playhouse two nights in a row.
Yes.
We've sold out Del Arte. So do get your tickets ahead of time, because there may not be any available at the door.
Saturday's tomorrow getting night, close, and then Sunday's at 2.
2 p.m. matinee. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, and it's a great thing, because I mean, there's definitely laughter in there, but there'll be things that take each person in that audience kind of back to thinking about those days when they were working or are still working.
Right. I think that the role of a storyteller, in my opinion, is to tell a good story, but also to spark other people's memories to think about their own life. And that's one of the main things. And everybody's got a work story. Diana Heberger's was a teacher for 39 years, and she retired a few years ago. But hers has got a little more serious thing, and which is good, because we, you know, I think the variety of moods is a good thing. And Dick Stahl's got a couple of great stories. Michael Crowley's got one about being a lawyer. There's a good variety, and it's nice to have a story and then a song.
That's right. We use, like, like to think of the music as like a palate cleanser between stories, because you can get a fresh start in the next story. Yeah. And
gives you time to reflect, too.
Yeah, and again, if you just think about music in general, I mean, how many great work songs are there? I mean, I think of all the things we left on the table, and we couldn't get the Seven Dwarfs to come, and that really blew hi-ho out of there.
They're unionized now, and we just couldn't work.
It was too obvious a song.
Well, they got the rights to their stuff, so the ASCAP's on it.
We were going to battle Disney,
So again, this is at the Arcata Playhouse down in the Creamery District, and tomorrow night, 8 p.m., and Sunday at 2 p.m. Closing comment, Jeff DeMarc?
Closing comment? I think, come on down. If you've never seen one of these things, I think you'll be surprised and have a lot of fun. If you've seen them before, this is going to be somewhat similar, but all different stories, all different songs. None of them are repeating.
Marvin Samuels, age appropriate? Everybody 18 and
probably
up?
Probably 18 and up.
Okay.
And 16, one last thing, world premiere. I mean, you can say I was there that night. I think that's important.
Yeah.
Marvin Samuels, thanks for joining us. Rick Levin, closing comment.
I don't know. Be there, be square. I have no idea. It's going to be a great show. If you talk to anybody who's been to these variety shows before, they're very popular. They're very fun. And they're so original.
Rick Levin, the musical director and co-producer. And thanks to you guys for keeping all of us in the community uplifted. And the work show tomorrow and Sunday, stories and songs about work at the Arcata Playhouse. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us on.